Hello, I'm Mike Harding here in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, bringing you another 2 hours and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. And this show may be a long one because it's a request show, and loads of you have sent in some amazing requests. I've got 30 tracks lined up, hope I'll get through them all in the course of the next few hours. Kicking off with this. The request came from Andrew Wilcox. It was fairly straightforward. He said, play Hopping Down in Kent from the Albion Band's CD, The Prospect Before Us. From the genius that is Ashley Hutchings, ex-bass player with Steel Eyes Band Fairport, who later went on, of course, to found the Etchingham Steam Band and loads of others. This is a song about the gypsies and the travellers and the East End communities that used to go picking the hops down in the Kent hop yards. And all the hops went into making good old beer. There you go. The song isn't over till the pianist falls off the piano. That was Hopping Down in Kent, the Albion Band from their album The Prospect Before Us. Brendan Priest posted up, please play The Craig and White Hair by Andy Irvine and Dick Gawkin. Why not?
In the lowlands of Creggan there lives a white hare, as swift as the swallow that flies through the air. You may tramp the world over, but none to compare with the pride of low Creggan, that bonny white hare. One clear autumn morning, as you may suppose, the red golden sun o'er the green mountain rose. Barney Conway came down and he did declare, this day I'll put an end to the bonny white hare. He
searched through the lowlands and down through the glens, and among the wild bushes where the white hare had ends, till at last, coming home o'er the heather so bare, from behind a wild thistle out jumped the white hare. Bang, bang went his gun, and his dog he slipped too, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But the dog soon came back, which made poor Barney sigh, for he knew that the white hare had bid him goodbye. We're some jolly sportsmen down here from Pomroy, from Cookstown, Dungannon, and likewise the Moy. With our pedigree greyhounds we've travelled afar, and we've come down to Creggan in our fine motor car. Away to the lowlands these huntsmen did go, in search of the white hare they looked high and low. Till at last Barney Conway on a bog bank so bare shouted out to the huntsmen, "There lies the white hare." They called up their greyhounds from off the green lea, and Barney and the huntsmen they jumped high with glee. For 'twas there on the turf bank all gathered around, 7 dogs and 9 men did that poor hare surround. No wonder the white hare did tremble with fear, as she stood on her toes she would raise her big ears. But she stood on her toes, and with one gallant spring she cleared over the greyhounds and broke through the ring. Well, the chase it went on, 'twas a beautiful view, as swift as the wind o'er the green mountain flew. But the pedigree greyhounds they didn't go far, they came back and went home in their fine motor car. There came another man, and you all know him well. His name is Pat Devlin, and Bonnie Black Nell. In search of the white hare, he says, "I'll have fun. Here's 50 to 1 that Black Nell will her turn." 5 turns the hare got then from Bonnie Black Nell, and the 6th one was given around John Hawley's well. 'Twas there we lost sight of the hare and the dog, and in 10 minutes later came o'er the black fog. Well, the chase it went on, it was great for to see, the white hare and the greyhound they roamed light and free, till she travelled to Esker where she knew the lands well, and to Bonnie Black Nelly she soon bid farewell. And to finish its time, I hope you'll forgive me for singing this rhyme. If there's any amongst you in Carrickmore fair, let's drink up a health to that funny white hare.
Andy Irvine and Dick Gocken from the album Parallel Lines with the Creggan White Hare, and not, as I've typed it here for some reason, Cleggan White Hare, which of course is where I live part of the year in Ireland. I'm going to speak very little, talk even less during the next 2 hours so we can get many tracks in. You can go to the website 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find all the information on the artists that you need to know there, and it's a bit of exploring for you to do if you so wish. Lorna Sims wrote in, "Show of hands, please. It's your choice for the song." And Paul Cadley wrote in to say, "Hi, please play Show of Hands, Bristol Slaver. Very apt in the current climate." So, this DJ has chosen that song for Paul Cadley and Lorna Sims. Show of hands, Bristol Slaver.
This house on Cliff save you. Come to my house in Clifton. I bring capital from pain. Trinkets to Africa, slaves to Jamaica, rum and tobacco back again and again. For profit and promotion. Across the ocean. Oh no, no. No man on earth can save you. Off Cape Verde we lay an anchor, crammed from stern to stern.
Bristol Slaver from Chauvin's album Long Dogs, The Best Of. Now, my mate Chris Sadler wrote in with a request for a Willie Russell song. Not only did I lose the request, I later got another one from Chris saying, I hate to repeat myself, but please, Willie Russell. So, I'm damned, Chris, if I can remember what the original request was for, but I did find a track that you don't know. From the album Hoovering the Moon, this is Willie Russell with my favourite song of his, China. And if anybody doesn't know this, Willie Russell, who wrote Blood Brothers and various other great plays, Educating Rita, etc., is also a fine folk singer and songwriter.
Jimmy got married and gave up the team. Harry got carried away by that scheme to sail round the world in a homemade canoe. Last thing I heard, he was still living in Crewe. Jenny, she's still drinking like a fish in the sea. And since she started sinking, things no one can see. But what about you? Did you get to China? Did you find your way through? Or did you stumble and fall with what's left of the crew? China,
still talks about the socialist dream. And still never notices what's happening to G. Mickey got sick and had to sell off the store. Bernie said she's learning not to care anymore. Oh, and Radical Rose finally gave up the fight. Now she's got a new nose and a chin tucked up tight. But what about you? Did you get to China? Did you find your way through? Or did you stumble and fall? It was the rest of the crew here in the Berry Street Diner. No one's mentioning China, and no one's missing you at all. China, did you find your way through, or did you stumble and fall with what's left of the crew here in the Berry Street Diner? No one's mentioning China.
From the album Hoovering the Moon, that's Willie Russell with his song China. Stephen Taylor wrote in and said, for my dad's birthday, Bantam Cock by Jake Thackeray. Always made him laugh, please. And Linda Evans, who lives around the corner from me, I think it's that Linda, said, oh yes, Jake Thackeray, please, definitely. From the album Live at the Lobster Pot, which many people do not know about, Lobster Pot was a great little folk club, cafe, bar down in Cornwall, where Jake appeared regularly. This is Jake Thackeray with his wonderful, well, they're all wonderful songs, but here's one of them. Jake with Bantam Cock.
Was a grand upstanding bantam cock, so brisk and thin and spry, with springy step and a jaunty plume and a purposeful look in his eye. In his little black blinking eye he had took him to the coop and introduced him to my 17 wide-eyed hens. He tupped and he tupped as a hero tups, and he bowed from the waist to them all, and then he upped and he tupped them all again. He and then upon the peace of me ducks and me geese he rudely did intrude, with glazed eyes and open mouths he bore it all with fortitude, and a little bit of gratitude they did. He jumped my giggling guinea fowl and thrust his attentions upon my 20 hysterical turkeys and a visiting migrant swan. But the bantam thundered on, he did. He ravish my fantail pigeons, my lily-white columbines. And while I was locking up a budgerigar, he jumped my parrot from behind. She was sitting on my shoulder at the time. But then of a sudden, with a gasp and a gulp, he clapped his hands to his head, fell flat on his back with his toes in the air, my bantam cock lay dead. And the vultures circled overhead, they did. What a noble brute, what a champion cock, what a way to live and to die. I was digging in a grave to save his bones from the hungry buzzards in the sky, when the bantam opened up a sly little eye. He gave me a grin and a terrible wink, the way that rapists do. He said, "You see them big daft buggers up there? They'll be down in a minute or two. They'll be down in a minute or two."
Hello, William. Good morning, Brenda.
Jake Thackeray with Bantam Cock from the album Live at the Lobster Pot, Volume 2. There is another, cleaner studio version of that, of course, on his album Jake in a Box, which you might prefer, I don't know. But I just thought it was nice and different there, hearing Jake live with a proper live audience, almost. Now, Liam Frodo Hawthorne, and I'm not making this up, his mum and dad must have been Tolkien fans, wrote in to say, please play something from up-and-coming artist Robbie Sherratt from his new album Provenance. So, I will. This is Robbie Sherratt with Potter's Hay. Lovely playing and a lovely choice of tune, Robbie Sherratt from his album Provenance, with a very English sounding Potter's Hay, especially for Liam Frodo Hawthorne and his cousin Arthur Gandalf Parrott. Now, Dave Tolhurst and Eileen Noel both wrote in asking for a track from the Oldham Tinkers, their favourite, A Mon Like Thee. The Oldham Tinkers, if any of you do not know, were probably one of the best bands to come out of the second wave of the folk revival, stuck very, very close to their Lancashire roots, as it shows very much in this song.
There's an old chap lives down our street in a cosy cottage greenhouse, and on a Sunday morning when it's fine, I often goes and sits with him to have a smoke and chat, because he is a dear old friend of mine. And when it's getting dinner time and dinner's ready then, I think it must be time for me to go. But he goes and hangs me at up just behind the old front door, and then to my surprise I hear him say, "Hey, I'm allus glad to see a mon like thee. That's as a welcome lad as a welcome as can be. First day cheer up to table, stop as long as thou art able, for I'm allus glad to see a mon like thee." One day when I was sat with him, there came a loud rat-tat. There came a loud rat-tat on Jack's front door. He heard his door to open it, and there to his surprise, an hungry, tattered beggar stood outside. He asked Jack for a crust of bread, Jack looked him through and through, and then said, "Bless the heart, lad, come inside." And he went and hung his hat up just behind the old front door, and to the tramp's surprise he heard Jack say, "Hey, I'm allus glad to see a mon like thee. That's as a welcome lad as a welcome as can be. Fox, they cheer up to table, stop as long as thou art able, for I'm allus glad to see a mon like thee."
My, that brought back some memories, I say, that brought back some memories. The Oldham Tinkers there, from the album Deep Lancashire, with A Mon Like Thee. Stuart Brocklehurst wrote to say, "Hi Mike, you've been a great champion of Robin and Barry Dransfield, so how about showcasing their folk rock and play something from Fiddler's Dream?" From Fiddler's Dream, this is the Dransfields with The Ballad of Billy Lubber.
Ooh, he is a sad one. Ooh, boats on the shore were laid like jewels thrown away. He saw inside them blew the wind and the colours from the sea. When he vowed to show he cared, the ocean said a prayer. Right it is. His back, it never broke his soul. I'll carry his ashes to the king as the shadow bell tolls. And everybody said when they heard that he was dead.
Robin and Barry Dransfield from their album Fiddler's Dream with the ballad of Billy Lobber. Now, Felicity Burke wrote in, nice and simple, Ralph McTell, Girl from the Hiring Fair, please.
I went down to the hiring fair for to sell my labor. I noticed the maid in the very next door and I hoped that she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then, oh my delight, when the farmer picked us both. I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, but my heart beat in my throat. My lodging was dry and my master fair, and I gave him full measure. But my envy grew like the corn in the field, for in his house was my treasure. And I'd watch her carry water or drive cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. For I'd see her in my dreaming and in my dream's caress. Her eyes, her lips, her dark brown hair, the curves beneath her dress. But harvest time it came at last, so heavy was the task. And the women and the men worked side by side, and I had an ear at last. And I swung harder with my scythe, few words between us passed. And I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness, and I hoped that she'd hear my heart when all was safely gathered in. We sat down to rest, my trembling fingers touched her arm, and she placed them on her breast. And then she turned to me as the sun went down, and all of my senses reeled. We lay there on the scented ground, and the moon rose over the field. Safely gathered in my arms, went from the barn, went to the sound of the violin, and we hurried back to the farm. And all were dancing in the lantern light, and the music filled the air. And I thank my stars for the harvest moon and the girl from the hiring fair. Oh, all were dancing in the lantern light, and music filled the air. And I thank my stars for the harvest moon and the girl from the hiring fair.
Ralph McTell with The Girl from the Hiring Fair. And that particular version was recorded live. I've got the CD in front of me here. It was recorded live 14th of the 10th, 1994, in Wellington, New Zealand. The album is called Songs for Six Strings, Volume 2. And all the songs on it were recorded live, straight from the back of the mixing desk. And a great quality and a great live feel to the album too. Paul Cool wrote in, said, could you play Mary Ann by the Fisherman's Friends? A lovely song, and I believe that the late Trevor Grills was singing on the track. Many thanks, Paul, from York. And I think it is, in fact, Trevor Grills singing on this particular version, Paul, which is a single from that great band Fisherman's Friends, Mary Ann.
The early sun is rising and this bag weighs down my shoulder. I can't come back to bed even though I wanna hold ya. Those bills they scream for pay and so the storm we got a soldier. As you lay a slip away and whisper my regret, it breaks my heart to see you sad. I know I'll be okay.
Mary Ann, say you'll stay.
Keep the fire burning till it guides me home again. This coat is getting heavy, but the rain, it keeps me sober. Waking up alone again's a hard thing to get over. I count the days to shore as every minute brings me closer. Saying goodbye, that's a lie. Our aching hearts forget. Waves roar, but I
and I know I'll be okay.
Mary Ann, say you'll stay.
Keep the fire burning till it guides me home again.
Band of mates sing purely and simply for the love of it, and always have done. That's their single, Mary Ann. Now, Tom Jones, not the Tom Jones, I don't think so anyway. He might be a fan of the show, who knows. Anyway, Tom Jones wrote to say, please play Gypsy Davy, the Happy Traum version. I love Happy's guitar style and think this is a great version of the song. And so do I, actually.
Late last night when the boss come home, he was asking about his lady. Servants made a sure reply, said she's gone with the Gypsy Davy, gone with the Gypsy Davy. Oh, saddle for me my buckskin horse with $100 saddle. Point out to me their wagon tracks, and after them I'll travel, after them I'll ride, ride now. Had not rode till the midnight moon when he saw the campfire gleaming, heard the notes of the big guitar. The voice of the gypsy singing, singing with the Gypsy Davy, that song of the gypsy day. There in the light of the campland fire, he saw her fair face gleaming, a heart in tune with the big guitar, and the voice of the gypsy singing, song of the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy. Have you forsaken your house and home? Have you forsaken your baby? Have you forsaken your husband dear to go with the Gypsy Davy? Sing with the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Day. Yes, I've forsaken my house and my land to go with the Gypsy Davy. And I've forsaken my husband dear, but not my blue-eyed baby, not my pretty little blue-eyed baby. Buckskin clothes and the boots of Spanish leather. Give to me your lily white hand and we'll ride home together. We'll ride home again. Though I won't take off my buckskin clothes or my boots of Spanish leather, I'm gonna go my way from day to day. I'm gonna sing with the Gypsy Davy, ride with the Gypsy Davy, love that Gypsy Davy. Thank you. slept in a goose feather bed with the servants all around me. Tonight I'm gonna sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of the Gypsy Davy. I'm gonna sing with the Gypsy Davy, gonna make love with the Gypsy Davy. Sing with the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy.
Great style, great guitar player. That was Gypsy Davy from Happy Traum's album Buckets of Song. And when I typed out the playlist, which I've got in front of me here, and the requests and people's names and stuff, I wrote at the end of that, Gypsy Davy from Happy Tram. That's a nice thought, isn't it? The Happy Tram could be a great children's book for early readers. This is Pam. She's a Happy Tram. Shut up, Harding. Get on with it. Dave Lazari wrote, please play one of my favourites, The Hanged Man by Mr. Fox from the album The Gypsy, if there's time. Stuart Duffield said, anything by Mr. Fox, unless you're saving it all for a show with a Yorkshire is another country theme. Now, that's a damn good idea. But in the meantime, it's Bob and Carol Pegg, a.k.a. Mr. Fox, from the album The Gypsy, with Bob's song, The Hanged Man.
When I was a young man, I used to dress so neat. Many hearts beat faster as I walked down the street. Then as I grew older, the women had their fill. Still the only heart that beat was mine as I came down.
Walking a valley that never saw the sun. used to have.
The Hangman from Mr. Fox's album, The Gypsy. Bob and Carol Pegg did a remarkable amount of work together in the 60s and 70s, the second wave of the folk revival. I thought they were really, really interesting and inspiring, the stuff they did. Bob worked in particular collecting songs and moving around amongst the traditional musicians and singers of the Yorkshire Dales, and he collected their stories, and from it he wove in this whole tapestry of mythology and earth music, if you like. Well worth checking out, like I say. Lee Savage wrote in and said, please play The Changing Room with I'll Give You My Voice. Well, the story behind this is beautiful. Sam Kelly, who wrote the song and sings lead on it, wrote it for his grandfather, who taught him so much about music, came from Ireland, played the melodeon, and really was a great inspiration to Sam. And in his later years, when he was not so well, when he was not so, if you like, on top of things, Sam wrote this beautiful song about returning the gift of music to the person who gave it you in the first place. A lovely, lovely song. I will give you my voice.
When I was just a young boy, too young to understand, you played your old melodeon to me. The movement of the bellows and the humming of the reed, the only words a man and small boy need. As I grew up and you grew old, I loved to hear you play. At night time I would listen in the dark. Those melodies told stories that spoke straight to my heart. So many things I felt but couldn't say. So I'll give you my voice when your voice is gone. I'll replay your melodies, I'll sing your song. For you are my spirit, my future foretold. You gave me music, reached into my soul. You gave me music, you made me whole. And now we play together, sweet chords with air and string, equality and harmony we found. United in our music and the rhythm of our lives, the age between us washed away by sound. So I'll give you my voice when your voice is gone. I'll replay your melodies and I'll sing your song. For you are my spirit, my future foretold. You gave me music, reached into my soul. So I'll give you my voice when your voice is gone. I'll replay your melodies and I'll sing your song. You are my spirit, my future foretold. You
you gave me music, reached into my soul. You gave me music, you made me whole.
From the Changing Rooms album, Lace Curtains, that was Sam Kelly on lead vocals there with I Will Give You My Voice. Now, John Manning wrote in and said, Tar Barrel in Dale by Thun Thanks. You know how much I love a good harmony band. Usually clean-cut California lads. Well, I know John Manning very, very well. He is the archetypal Yorkshireman. In fact, they made the mould and then broke it. He loves the Beach Boys, this side of idolatry. Together, of course, with the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. Their album, The Beach Boys Meet the Brighouse and Rastrick, has got to be one of the albums of all time. Well, he loves the Unthanks as well, and says, the harmonies in this song make my clogs grip my feet that much tighter. Otherworldly and utterly mesmerising. Manning, you silver-tongued devil. Here are the Unthanks with Tar Barrel in Dale. A song about the tar barrels that they set fire to on New Year's Eve in Allendale in Northumberland and carry round and toss on a huge bonfire as the year changes. Right, pagan and all, it is.
Tar Barrel in Dale, fire in snow, toast the New Year, bid farewell to the old.
The old year out, the new year in. Please won't you let the lucky bird in.
With bottle in hand and a piece of black coal, a stranger's a friend when first footing you go. Tar Barrel in Dale, fire in snow, toast the new year, bid farewell to the old.
At midnight's approach, the band you can hear, the fiery procession of guises draws near.
With friends and good company, with voices so clear, singing in harmony, bringing in the new year. Tar Barrel in Dale, fire in snow, toast the new year, bid farewell to the old.
Off the heads of the geysers, the blazing barrels are hurled onto the bonfire. Smoke sparks and flames swirl.
Amidst cheers and rejoicing, the rites of old Father Time, we'll link hands together, sing Auld Lang Syne. Tar Barrel in Dale, fire in snow, toast the new year, bid farewell to the old.
Throughout the year, when we sing this song, old friends and new friends sing along.
May good fortune be with you, from all sorrows refrain. toast the new year, bid farewell to the old.
Great song there, The Unthanks with Tar Barrel in Dale, and that comes from an album. Let me just get this right, because I was searching for a good version of that, and the version that I came across is from an album called Lucky Gilchrist / Tar Barrel in Dale brackets EP. For some reason, I thought it was on one of their albums, but the only version I've been able to find was that one on the EP. Lovely version, written by their dad, would you believe, that song? Now, Christopher Hall wrote in, said, Anything At All by Tony Rose, please. It's far too long since we heard a track from him. So, I managed to get hold of a track called The Bell Ringing, which is a wonderful song about a bell ringing competition in the West Country that Tony used to feature a lot in his live performances, and it featured on his album Young Hunting. Two wonderful people called Gladys and Dave managed to get me a CD copy of the track, which at the moment is only available on vinyl for various horrible reasons. It's a lovely song. I'd like to dedicate it to all bell ringers everywhere, including the lot in Giggleswick. This is a great song about an incredibly difficult art, and it's sung beautifully here by Tony. The Bell Ringing.
One day in October, neither drunken nor sober, or Bradbury down I was wending my way, when I heard of some ringing, some dancing and singing, I'll always remember that Jubilee Day. Was in Ashwater Town, the bells they did sound, they rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold, and the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. Was misunderstood, for the man of Broadwood rang a peal on the tenor should never have been, but the man of North Loo rang so steady and true, a difficult matter to beat them, I ween. 'Twas in Ashwater Town, the bells they did sound, they rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold, and the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. Those of Broadwood being naughty, they said to our party, we'll ring you a challenge again in a round. We'll give you the chance in St. Stephen's by Lanson, a prize to the winner, a note of £5. 'Twas in Callington Town, the bells they did sound, they rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold, and the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. So the match it went on at a good Callington, and the bells they rang out o'er the valley below, and the old and the young people, the hale and the feeble, they came out to hear the sweet bell music flow. 'Twas in Callington Town, the bells they did sound, they rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold, and the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. Those of Broadwood once more were obliged to give, or they were beaten completely again in a round. But the man of North Loo rang so steady and true, no better than they in the West can be found. 'Twas in Ashwater town, then in Callington town, they rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. And the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold.
The bell ringing, Tony Rose, from his album Young Hunting. And Tony was a really close friend of mine way back in the 60s and 70s. We toured and did loads of stuff together. And he's going to feature in the second volume of my autobiography, which I'm still working on at the moment, because he was one of the big movers and shakers of that time in the English folk scene. Good old Tone. Now, Neil Spurgeon wrote in asking for Home Lads Home from the Cockersdale album, Doing the Manche. For all the poor souls, he says, who did not make it through the pandemic, please play it for them. Well, Keith Marsden has written many, many great songs, a good number of which do appear on his album, Doing the Manche, with the band Cockersdale. This is one of the finest songs ever. If you don't know Keith's work, do check him out. Keith Marsden, one of our great singers and songwriters. And this is beautiful. The story of lads who return, in some cases, and in many don't, from the carnage of the First World War.
Overseas in India, the sun was dropping low. With tramp and creak and jingle, I heard the gun teams go. And something seemed to set me dreaming as I lay of my old Hampshire village at the quiet end of day. And it's home, lads, home, all among the corn and clover. Home, lads, home, when the working day is over. For there's rest for horse and man when the longest day is done, and they'll all go home together at the setting of the sun. Brown thatch and gardens blooming with lily and with rose, the Meon running past them, so quiet where it flows. Wide fields of oats and barley, and the elder flowers like foam, and the sky all gold with sunset, and the horses going home. And it's home, lads, home, all among the corn and clover. Home, lads, home, when the working day is over. For there's rest for horse and man when the longest day is done, and they'll all go home together at the setting of the sun. Oh, Captain Boxer Traveller, I see them all so plain, with tassel ear caps nodding all along the leafy lane. Somewhere a bird is calling, and the swallows flying low, and the lads are sitting sideways and singing as they go. And it's home, lads, home, all among the corn and clover. Home, lads, home, when the working day is over. For there's rest for horse and man when the longest day is done, and they'll all go home together at the setting of the sun. Well, gone is many a lad now, and many a horse gone too, of all the lads and horses in those old fields I knew. For Dick fell at Givenchy, and Prince beside the guns, on that red road of glory, a mile or two from Mons. Dead lads and shadowy horses,
I see them still the same. I see them and I know them, and I call them each by name. Riding down through Swanmore, when all the west's aglow, and the lads are sitting sideways and singing as they go. And it's home, lads, home, with the sunset on their faces. Home, lads, home, to the quiet, happy places. For there's rest for horse and man when the longest day is done, and they'll all go home together at the setting of the sun. And it's home, lads, home, all among the corn and clover. Home, lads, home, when the working day is over. For there's rest for horse and man when the longest day is done, and they'll all go home together at the setting of the sun.
A beautiful song written by Keith Marsden, sung there by Cockersdale, from the album Doing the Manche. That's Home, Lads, Home. Do check Keith's work out, because he's written some absolutely pearling songs. Now, this is something I wouldn't dream of doing normally. I'm going to play one of my own songs because there were a lot of requests for it. The song is called Bomber's Moon, and requests came from Peter Yeadon, Mark Towner, Joe Matuska, and a lot of other people. And very briefly, I wrote this song about the death of my dad, who was a navigator in Lancaster Bombers, and his plane was shot down on the 23rd of September 1944, a month before I was born. I never knew him, obviously, and everything I'd found out about him was second-hand from other people's stories. For years I wanted to write something. Nothing happened. I knew that there was a song in there somehow. And then one day I heard the expression, a bomber's moon, which is when the full moon was there, which of course lit the bomber's way to their target and also presented them as a sitting target. He was shot down by a German night fighter ace after coming back from a bombing raid over the airfield at Munster in Germany, and he's buried in a small graveyard in a village called Holten near Maastricht in Holland.
'44 in Bomber County, young men waiting for the night. In the hedgerows birds are singing, calling in the falling light. And the captain says, tonight will be a bomber's moon. We'll be there and back, underneath a bomber's moon. Thousand bombers over the northern sea, heading out for Germany. Chalky White stands at the dartboard. Curly Thompson writes to his wife. Nobby Clark and Jumbo Johnson, playing cards and smoking pipes. And over the hangars rises a bomber's moon. Full and clear, rising as the engines cruise. The planes, the taxi out onto runway 5. Sail off out into the silvery night. Sandy Campbell checks his oil gauge. Belgian coast is coming soon. Curly Thompson lifts his sextant, lines up on the bomber's moon. The waves are shining there beneath the bomber's moon. Lancaster's flying by below the bomber's moon. Coming in along the Belgian coast, a thousand silver shrouded ghosts. Flak flies up around the city. Jumbo Johnson banks his plane, goes in low and drops his payload, turns to join the pack again. People are dying there below the bomber's moon. The city's a raging hell below the bomber's moon. Planes head out towards the northern sea. Young man coming home from victory. Over Belgium came the fighters, flying high against the night. Curly Thompson saw them coming, closing in before he died. Young men shot from down below the bomber's moon. Shot them down in flames below the bomber's moon. Young men sending young men to the grave. Saw them down into the North Sea waves. '83 in Bomber County. Mrs. White dusts the picture and she cries. Chalky White in uniform, looking as he did the day he died. For God's sake, no more bombers' moons. No more young men going up to die too soon. Old men sending young men out to die. Young men dying for a politician's life. For God's sake, no more bombers' moons. No more young men going up to die too soon. Old men sending young men out to kill. If we don't stop them, then they never will. No more, no more bombers' moons. No more, no more bombers' moons. No more, no more bombers' moons. No more, no more bombers' moons.
Well, you can find that on the album simply called Bomber's Moon, and that's me. Now, Ruth Carr, who I think has to be a Lancastrian, because not many people that are not Lancastrians or from the North anyway know about the band called The Wayfarers. Terrific band, in the folk clubs of the 1960s and 70s. Absolutely wonderful. They made one album, as far as I know, and I thought I was the only person who knew about it, but no. Ruth Carr wrote in saying, what about playing Geordie Black, sung by Brian Preston and the Wayfarers? Well, here's a bit of folk history. Brian Preston was really Brian Dewhurst, but he had to call himself Brian Preston because Equity wouldn't give him a card under his own name. And he and the Wayfarers were stars of many a club and concert during those days of the second wave. This is a great version, I think, of Geordie Black.
My name is Geordie Black, I'm getting very old. I've heard thunder a call in my time. And when I was young, I could either pick or you. Out with the lads, I always took the shine. I'm getting in the hill, I can use the pick. The mystery has no pity on old bones. I'm new on the bank, well I pass me time away. Among bits of lads we picking out the stone. And when I had a baron carried on me feathers back, he would take me away to the pit. And getting in the cage and getting down below, were enough to make a youngster take a fit. For to sit and to keep the door amidst darkness and gloom, a man is the lonely away by me cell, and hear the awful shots that rumble through the pit. And lumps around the call, come down Pall Mall. Now me name's Johnny Black, and me time I've been a crack. I've worked with Nakias and the Betty. For the cold on the China, so with her stick the shine. And we lick some off her iron down at Hawkshead. All but here is success to trade both on the weir and tyne. I dunna like to see the place is lack, for if work bit lies idle, well the wages come today. It grieves the heart of poor old Geordie Black. It grieves the heart of poor old Geordie Black.
That's Geordie Black from the Wayfarers' eponymous album, available, I think, only as a download. I've been talking too much, so I'm hoping to cut down the intros from now on. Patricia Sherrington said, "Hiya, Mike, we haven't met, but we do have a connection. I'll tell you about it someday." Any chance you could play something by Edwina Hayes? And Lynette Booth Malone said, "Hi, Mike, please play Leave a Light On For You by Edwina Hayes. Please." Well, Edwina, as many of you know, is a lovely, lovely singer. Writes some absolutely cracking songs, and this is one of them.
You could have had me for a song, 'cause my love was so strong. Though the years have come and gone, I'll leave a light on for you. I remember the day you went away, and I missed my chance to say that I'd leave a light on for you. And how I wish that I'd known how quickly life moves
should know that I'll leave a light on for you.
Great voice that girl had, you know, just simple guitar work and that beautiful voice. A cracking song. Edwina Hayes from her album Pour Me a Drink, which is another brilliant song, and Leave a Light On for You. Now, Chrissy Nicholas wrote, please, The Ghost of Who We Were by Smith and Nutbeam, featuring Catherine Nutbeam. She's a particular favourite of mine. It comes from the Chasing the Sun album, but anything from the album would be great. Now, let me explain. I do not know the first thing about Smith and Nutbeam, and after this show, I'm going to go and look them up and find out who they are. And I urge you to do the same through the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Here's The Ghost of Who We Were.
Charlotte Avenue. Two newlyweds didn't have a clue. Living, loving, learning as they went. Oh, how are we to know what that meant? I remember the first night in this house. 3 years ago, it's hard to look back. Just passed me in the hall as I was taking down your pictures of the wall. Should I stay on? Should I leave your memory behind? I've been waiting, hoping you. The ghost of who we were is still living in this house.
The Ghost of Who We Were from Smith and Nutbeam's album Chasing the Sun. And after this programme, like I say, I'm off to the internet to have a look. The only disappointment I've had in going through these requests, and they are purely and simply your picks, remember, is that nobody so far has asked for an Irish banjo track. And I've been trying to educate you lot for years now, playing loads of traditional Irish music, in particular of how I can, great Irish banjo playing. And nobody's sent in a request. But I did get a request from Tobias Ashton for this track, which I love. Tom Paine's Bones from the album Hide and Hair, The Trials of Cato. Tobias says, "The line about talking common sense always makes me sadly smile when I think about the current UK government." Tom Paine, in case you didn't know, was an Englishman who went to America, a socialist, a revolutionary, who virtually wrote the American Constitution, then died, and everybody forgot about him. Somebody dug his bones up and lost them, and nobody knows where they are.
I bumped straight into old Tom Paine as a running on the road he went. He said, "I can't stop right now, child. King George is after me. He'll hang a rope around my throat and hang me on the Liberty Tree. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Well, I only talked about freedom and justice for everyone. But ever since the first word I spoke, I've been looking down the barrel of a gun. And they said I preached revolution. Let me say in my defense that all I did wherever I went was to talk a lot of common sense. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Well, old Tom Paine, he ran so fast, let me stand and still. And then there was a piece of paper in my hand, standing at the top of the hill. And it said, "This is the age of reason, and these are the rights of man. I kick off religion and monarchy." It was written there in Tom Paine's plan. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Well, Tom Paine, dead he lies. Nobody laughs and nobody cries. Where he's gone or how he fares, nobody knows and nobody cares. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dancing the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones.
the Tom Payne Show.
They're every bit as good live as they are there on that track. The Trials of Cato from their album Hide and Hair with Tom Paine's Bones. Jim Jolly wrote and says, when an old cricketer leaves the crease by Roy Harper, please, I haven't heard a Roy Harper song on your podcast, Mike, but I'm slowly working my way through them. Don't let the fact that the podcast will be going out on my 70th birthday affect your decision at all. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All together. Happy birthday, Jim Jolly. Happy birthday to you. Can't get that button. F sharp minor. Here's Roy Harper with probably his greatest ever song, in my humble opinion.
When the day is done and the ball has spun in the umpire's pocket away, and all remains in the groundsman's pace for the rest of time and the day, there'll be one man down his master pushing for four with the spin on a dusty pitch with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood in the sun when an old cricketer leaves the crease. You never know whether he's on. If sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at Cine Midon, and it could be Jeff, and it could be John, with a new ball stinging his tail. And it could be me, and it could be thee, and it could be the sting in the air.
when the moment comes and the gathering stands and the clock turns back to reflect on the years of grace as those footsteps trace for the last time out of the end. Well, this way of life's recollection, the hallowed strip in the hills, the fabled man and the noonday sun are much more than just yarns of the day. When an old cragglet leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. Sometimes you catch an fleeting glimpse of a twelfth man. It could be me, and it could be me, and it could be the sting in the air, the sting in the air. When an old cricket leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. If sometimes you catch in a fleeting glimpse of a twelfth man at silly mid-on, and it could be me, and it could be thee.
Harper on 12-string acoustic guitar, backed by the Grimethorpe Colliery Band. And what a fabulous track that is. From the album Counterculture, that was When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. Summer afternoons, a smell of crushed grass, a little pint and a cheese butty in front of you, and there are the lads in their white flannels playing cricket. Beautiful. Scott Dunican wrote and said, please play Britain as a Car Park by Eliza Carthy, and I will love you forever. From the album Wayward Daughter, here's our Eliza with Britain as a Car Park.
And the oak and the ash and the bonny Irish tree, we covered them in tarmac, sold the land to NCP.
When there's a car park for us that live in Spain, for those of us in Spain, we like that brave terrain. Proud the brave terrain, the black goes with the rain, it matches all the rain. We went to live in Spain. Oh, 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 oh. Britain is a car park, or cold to the rolling hills, or fold to the granite mills, or sold to granite mills. Took them to museums, paid a euro and a bit to see them. We took them to Bilbao, in Leeds as it is now. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh
sold the land to NCP.
Britain is a car park for us that live in Spain. For those of us in Spain, we like that brave terrain. Tired the brave terrain, the black goes up in rain. It matches all the rain. We went to live in Spain. Oh, 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 oh. There's a car park run by Czechs and Poles, and mercy on their souls, they went there in their shoals. Like we did with gypsies, we denied them decent homes, and we dumped on country lanes, we already lived in Spain. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, that's got the neighbours banging on the wall. Eliza Carthy, Wayward Daughter is the name of the album, and that was, of course, Britain is a Car Park, especially for Scott Dunican, who I forgot to say is the leader of the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican, Barnsley's probably most famous export after 20 billion tonnes of coal. Steve Buttress wrote to say, during a session a year or so ago, while staying at the Golden Lion in Settle, you were playing your banjo amongst various other drunkards and ne'er-do-wells, and you promised to play Summit by Bernard Wrigley to make us chuckle. Now's your chance. Cheers from the rather large Yorkshireman. P.S. I still play the From the Lion's Den CD on a regular basis to lift the spirits in this odd world. Well, the CD that Steve's talking about is the fundraiser called From the Lion's Den that was released to raise funds for the Settle Folk Gathering. You can get it from the Folk Gathering website. This track does not come from that. It comes from the album Deep Lancashire, and it's Bernard Wrigley singing his own song, which is as funny as all get out, Our Bill.
Our Bill has a concrete mixer. He were coming home last night when he come down street and he saw his house. There's a sports car parked outside. He thought it's me going out to work while me wife's at home on job. So he swore he'd get a lover boy and smash him up his gob. Then he thought, no, look here, Billy lad, use what's under your crop. So he ups with his concrete mixer, fills the car right up to top. Then he gets back in his cab and sits as quiet as a mouse. And he sees the bloke coming to his car, but he come from next door's house. Well, Bill starts up his engine, he'd never felt such a prat. He were down that road and a mile away in 20 seconds flat. But if Phil had stayed a bit longer, he'd have seen his wife so sweet, giving a kiss to a lover boy as he cycled down the street. So now his wife, she gets her oats, and Billy feels a book for thinking his wife were having it off while he was out at work.
Well, Bert Lloyd described some of Bernard's songs as Chaucerian. And if you think about it, that's a bit like the Miller's Tale, isn't it? With a bloke who sticks his posterior out of the window and it's very ribald. And in the tradition of English ribaldry, and I were actually on the River Ribble at this very moment, or on the banks. Yeah, there you go, a little bit of education. Enough, shut up. Right, I will. Now, Morag Law wrote in saying, "Heel your ho, boys, let her go, boys." And Peter McMahon, underneath, said, "It's actually called the Mingalay Boat Song." You're both right, actually. And the best version of this song ever, in my humble opinion, was recorded by the McCalmans on their album Scottish Songs. This is the Mingalay Boat Song. And for anybody who's interested, I once made landfall on Mingalay, and while the lads went off climbing mountains and doing what blokes from the SAS usually do, I skinny-dipped and sunbathed on the beautiful beach all on my own, being regarded somewhat oddly by a puffin. Calman's there from the album The Scottish Songs, and I've just got to say, I won't go into it in any detail because I've got to consult my lawyers, and they've got to consult their lawyers, and my people have got to talk to their people. But they are three chaps who certainly will feature in the next volume of my autobiography, because we soldiered together round the gym palaces and bawdy houses of the world. They're great chaps and brilliant singers. Now, Kate Fisher wrote and said, "You don't seem to have played any Kevin Dempsey and Rosie Carson. They are wonderful. Please rectify this fault." So I will. This is those two, Kevin Dempsey and Rosie Carson, with beautiful version of the song, Peg and All.
In 1800.
Well, he's a great guitarist and a great singer, and she is a brilliant fiddler, and also, as you can hear there, an absolutely wonderful singer. They made a rake of really, really fine albums, and that's one of them. The Distance Between, the album was called, and that is Long Peg and All, some people call it, or as they call it, Peg and All, and it's Rosie Carson and Kevin Dempsey. Do check them out. Wonderful stuff. Now, John Bennington wrote and said, please play Dirty Old River by Jez Lowe. Thanks, Mike. Listen, John Bennington, I know pretty much every track that Jez Lowe has ever recorded, where it was, who was there on the night, who was drinking what, etc. He never sang that song, Big River, to my knowledge, or recorded it anyway. So I looked and looked and looked, and I found that the version that I think maybe you were referring to, another cracking version of a great song by Billy Mitchell and Bob Fox from the album B&B. And this is it. I could be wrong, but then again, I might just be right.
Walking on cobblestones, little bits of skin and bone. Jumping on a tram car for a ride. I can remember then, 'cause I was just a boy of 10. I was hanging around the old quayside. Well, now all the capstans and the cargo boats and stevedores are gone to where the old ships go, but memories just like seas live on. That was when coal was king, the river was a living thing. I was just a boy, but it was mine, the coaly time. And this was a big river, I want you all to know that we were proud. This was a big river, but that was long ago, that's not now. That's not now. My father was a working man. He earned his living with his hands. He had to cross the river every day. He picked up his union card out of the Neptune yard, with mouths to feed and bills to pay. Then came a time for him to sail across the seas and far away. And finally, when that war was won, he brought him home, and home he stayed until his days were done under a golden sun. Then you took him to where he longed to be, back to the sea. And this was a big river, I want you all to know that we were proud. This was a big river, but that was long ago, that's not now. That's not now. Neptune was the last to go, I heard it on the radio, and then they played the latest number one. So what do they do all day, and what are they supposed to say, and what does a father tell his son? Now if you believe that there's a bond between our future and our past, try to hold on to what we have. We built them strong, we built them to last. For this is a mighty town, it's built upon solid ground. And everything they've tried so hard to kill, we will rebuild. For this was a big river, I want you all to know that we were proud. This was a big river, but that was long ago, and that's not now.
But this is a big, big river, and in my heart I know it will rise again. The river will rise again.
Thank you very much. See you in a bit.
Song written by Jimmy Nile, lamenting the death of the great shipbuilding tradition on the River Tyne. Just another industry thrown to the wolves by a lady from Grantham, I think it was. But we won't go there. The album is called B&B, Billy Mitchell and Bob Fox, two of the great lads on the scene at the moment. And the song, of course, Big River. Steve Ride, Alan Kearns and Jane Marsh all wrote in asking for something from Mary Hell. In particular, the song Lean On Me, which they say is absolutely right for these trying times.
When boredom fills your kitchen sink and the world is standing at the brink, when the bars are closed but you need a drink, lean on me, love. When dark clouds try and drown the sun and it hurts so bad it leaves you numb, when they blow us all to kingdom come, lean on me, love. You can lean on me, love. When desperation makes you burn and you know less than more you learn, when your old bones feel the seasons turn, lean on me, love. When you feel
some of the most interesting songs of the last 20 years, and that was one of them. If you indulge me later and just go back and listen to that again and clock those lyrics, They are very, very cutting and very amusing at the same time. Very brilliant to be able to achieve that sort of balance between sarcasm, if you like, irony, and at the same time keeping people entertained without doing what I do, which is shouting from the pulpit. Merry Hell from the album Blink and You'll Miss It with Lean on Me. Matt Horsham wrote and said, "Hiya, anything by Dick Gocken, your choice. His outlook seems pretty damned appropriate at the moment. Thank you for an awesome show." And Martin Tanner said, "Yes, please, anything by Dick Gocken." Well, I thought I could go and play something from Coppers and Brass or one of Dick's many other great albums, but I thought what I would do is play something from Five Hand Reel, a band he was working with Bobby Eaglesham and some other great musicians way, way back. They made a fabulous album called For All That, and from it this is a song, In the Scots Gaelic, which I don't think Dick's done many songs in the native language of the Gael, but this is, I think, absolutely wonderful. Great version of Brattach Banna. I can listen to that over and over and over again. Fantastic. Not sure that the album is all that readily available now, for various reasons, which I won't go into. Five Hand Reel there with Brattach Banna. So many requests for this next song. I'll just mention a few. Tim Crowther, Alan Noteworthy and the MacVickers of Edinburgh all wrote in asking for Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Sandy Denny. Managed to get 30 tracks into this show by not wittering on all that much. Thanks ever so much for listening. Tune in next time for another 2 hours plus of great folk roots and acoustic music. And next time it will be a new releases show. And there's loads and loads of magic stuff there in a pile of CDs on the desk waiting to be gone through. Do look after yourselves. Take great care in these very, very strange times where we don't know what's coming around the corner, so enjoy yourself while you're still a few steps away from that corner. And let's finish with probably one of the best songs to come out of the second wave of the folk revival, Sandy Denny from her album Gold Dust, the final concert with Who Knows Where the Time Goes. And I'll leave you with this. Mind how you go. Ta-ra.
time.